Uganda's journey to independence in 1962 marked a significant turning point in its history. As the nation emerged from colonial rule, various sectors, including real estate, underwent transformation and faced new challenges. Real estate companies played a crucial role during this transitional period, shaping the urban landscape and contributing to the growth and development of the newly independent nation. In this blog, we'll take a closer look at the real estate companies operating in Uganda during the time of its independence. The colonial legacy. Before delving into the real estate landscape of post-independence Uganda, it is important to understand the colonial legacy that shaped the sector. During British colonial rule, the land in Uganda was often allocated for agricultural purposes, which limited urban development. Consequently, the real estate sector was in its infancy, with a handful of companies primarily focused on managing properties for European settlers and the colonial administration. The shift towards independence. With the impending independence of Uganda in the early 1960s, the real estate sector began to experience significant changes. One of the most important shifts was the transfer of land ownership from colonial authorities and European settlers to Ugandan citizens. This marked the beginning of an era where the real estate sector would gradually open up to indigenous entrepreneurs and companies. Prominent real estate companies. Several notable real estate companies emerged during this period, contributing to the development of urban centers in Uganda. 1. Uganda Housing Corporation, UHC. Established in 1955 by the colonial government, UHC played a pivotal role in the provision of housing for Ugandans. After independence, it continued to be a key player in the real estate sector, providing affordable housing to citizens. 2. Buganda Land Board. The Buganda Land Board, which managed land in the Buganda region, played a crucial role in shaping the real estate landscape. After independence, it retained control over significant land parcels and played a key role in land allocation and development in the region. 3. Uganda Land Commission. The Uganda Land Commission was established to manage government-owned land. After independence, it became responsible for allocating land for various development projects, including real estate ventures. 4. Nakavubo Waragi Distillers. Although primarily known for its role in the alcohol industry, Nakavubo Waragi Distillers also ventured into real estate. They developed properties and provided housing in Kampala, contributing to the city's urban growth. 5. Kibuga Kikuu, Central Corporation. Kibuga Kikuu was a prominent company involved in real estate development in the Buganda Kingdom. They played a significant role in managing and developing land in the region, including the capital city, Kampala. 6. Mujib Kasol Construction Company. Founded by the renowned Uga Ndin architect and engineer Mujib Kasol, not the footballer, this construction company contributed to the development of infrastructure and real estate projects in the post-independence era. NB, locating real estate companies registered before Uganda's independence in 1962 has proven to be a challenging endeavor. The Uganda Registration Services Bureau, URSB, appears to yield no search results when specific dates are entered in the advanced search function. Therefore, if you possess any knowledge about any active real estate companies that existed prior to independence, I kindly encourage you to share/post them in a list alongside this blog post on social media. Your insights could provide valuable historical context and shed light on a lesser-known aspect of Uganda's pre-independence real estate landscape. Challenges and opportunities. Despite the potential for growth, real estate companies during Uganda's early independence faced challenges such as inadequate infrastructure, limited access to financing, and a lack of skilled labor. These challenges often slowed down the pace of development and investment in the sector. However, the post-independence period also presented numerous opportunities. The demand for housing and commercial spaces was on the rise as the population grew, and cities expanded. real estate entrepreneurs and developers started to explore opportunities to meet these demands, leading to increased investment in the sector. Legacy and impact. The real estate companies that operated during Uganda's independence era played a vital role in shaping the country's urban landscape. They were instrumental in providing housing and infrastructure for the growing population and contributed to the nation's economic development. The legacies of companies like UHC and the Buganda Land Board continue to influence land management and real estate development in Uganda to this day. Conclusion. The real estate sector in Uganda at the time of its independence was in a state of transition, with a mix of challenges and opportunities. Real estate companies that emerged during this period were instrumental in addressing the housing needs of the growing population and shaping the urban landscape. As Uganda continues to develop, it's essential to acknowledge the historical contributions of these companies and recognize the role they played in building the nation's real estate industry. Photo credit goes to Oliver Keeble.